Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us on another edition of The Good Stuff and reminding you about booking a vacation in the Valentine area and Cherry County. To do that, go to visitvalentine.org. It's the Cherry County Visitor Promotion Board, and they're inviting you to a trip down the Niobrara, maybe sailboating on the Merritt Reservoir or pontoon ride. Fall is coming up. Don't forget to book your hunting trip. There's cabins, there's lots of motel rooms, Airbnbs, and hundreds of campsites. Go to visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. This is what ranchers read, and there's a reason. It is packed with the information that you would want to have. Local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Make sure you visit online for the latest in stories, sale reports, updates, and to subscribe. TSLN.com.
Here's something that you've probably heard before. It's called My Wage by Jesse Rittenhouse. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked of life, life would have paid. My Wage. That's by Jesse Rittenhouse today on The Good Stuff.
Very good. Vietnam Wall facts. A little history most people will possibly never know, and we want all of you to be in the know. There are 58,267 names now listed on the polished black wall, including those added in 2010. The names are arranged in the order in which they were taken from us by date, and within each date, the names are alphabetized. It's hard to believe it's been 68 years since the first casualty. The first known casualty was Richard Fitzgibbon of North Weymouth, Massachusetts, listed by the U.S. Department of Defense as having been killed on June 8, 1956. His name is listed on the wall with that of his son, Marine Corps Lance Corporal Richard Fitzgibbon III, who was killed on September 7th, 1965, 9 years later. Interestingly enough, there are three sets of fathers and sons on the wall. Very sad, 39,996 on the wall were just 22 years or younger. 8,200 were just 19 years old, and the largest age group, 33,103, were 18 years old. But they get younger. 12 soldiers on the wall were 17 years old. 5 soldiers on the wall were 16 years old. And 1 soldier, Private First Class Dan Bullock, was 15 years old. 997 soldiers were killed on their first day in Vietnam. That's their first day. 1,448 soldiers were killed on their last day in Vietnam. 31 sets of brothers are on that wall. 31 sets of parents lost 2 of their sons, is what that means, of course. 54 soldiers attended Thomas Edison High School in Philadelphia. 8 women are on the wall nursing the wounded. 244 soldiers were awarded the Medal of Honor during the Vietnam War. 153 of them are on that wall. Beesville, Ohio, with a population of 475, lost 6 of her sons. West Virginia had the highest casualty per capita in the nation. There were 711 West Virginians on the wall. The most casualty deaths for a single day was on January 31st, 1968, with 245 deaths. And the most casualty deaths for a single month was May of 68. Same year, 2,415 casualties were incurred. For most Americans who hear this, they will only see the numbers that the Vietnam War created. To those who survived the war and to the families of those who did not, we see the faces. We feel the pain that these numbers created. We are, until we too pass away, haunted with these numbers because they were our friends, our fathers, husbands, wives, sons, and daughters. There are no noble wars, just noble warriors, and lest us not ever forget information about Vietnam veteran.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.